Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Emily Kwong. This week on AK, a forgotten boat. A group in Kodiak recently completed an Aleutic boat that was last seen in the mid-19th century. Aleutic people once used the Unyuk to travel over long distances and through rough seas. It's an open boat, like a dory, with a flat bottom and bulbous bow. The artist leading the effort says the boat builders aren't just recreating the past. They're reviving a piece of Aleutic history for use now and in the future. KMXT's Kayla DeRoche has more.
CJ Christensen saws the curved edge of a seat hill install in his Unyuk. This is the first time Kodiak has seen an Unyuk in about 150 years. Christensen says the last record of it was from a stranded British sailor's first-hand account of his rescue in 1850. The boat's 21-inch frame sits on supports in the back room of a former grocery store that's now mostly used for storage. Christensen, who has carved everything from masks to harpoons, says his interest in building the Unyuk came from his desire to recover a piece of Aleutic culture. He says Unyuks were a big part of Kodiak life.
Anybody should be able to do this. It's not that hard. It just takes a lot of dedication and pride in what you're doing, you know, making sure everything fits. It's really just taking art to the next level, you know, going from one small art form to something bigger.
Christensen says kayaks were the everyman boat, but Unyuks were special to Aleutic people. The flat bottom and rounded bow would have helped it float up strong waves.
They had winter and summer habitations here. So in the summer, when they went to go put up all their fish and all their food for winter supply, they would pack up the village in one of these boats and move it down to their summer habitation and then be able to bring back all the fish they put up and everything.
Christensen says villages took the boat hundreds of miles from the mainland to southeast, all around Kodiak and the Aleutians. He says there are only a few sources that prove the Unyuk's existence, which makes building it a challenge. The group partially used the Yupik boat, the Umiak, as a guide.
Because our people are related to the Yupik. We looked at their boat designs and had a book on how they were building their boats. We kind of took their designs and modified them to what our boats looked like.
But they also used one of the last remnants of the Unyuk, wooden models Russian settlers took back home with them. The models not only provide physical representations of the boat, but also reveal who might have owned them. Christensen believes one family may have been responsible for the boat.
Let's see, there's this picture of the boat. So you got the guy up there with the drum, the guy steering, and these guys all paddling. And then you see this guy here, see his hat? Each one of these little rings is how many potlucks he gave. So, you know, three potlucks, he was a rich man. So he probably owned the boat.
Christensen says he and the other crafters put about 300 hours into the frame, but he says he was reluctant to track their progress from beginning to end. He didn't want to fail. But he says trial and error is the key to building a boat that hasn't been seen for so many years.
We might not get 100% right now, but if more people start building them and we start putting these in the water and, you know, take them out and trying them, you know, we're going to refine the design back to, in like, Russian time, pre-contact. They were probably still refining it when they had contact.
Christensen says he wants to make this a boat for Aleutic people now, not just recreate a relic from the past.
To be building one is just, I mean, it's an amazing journey for me to see this thing come to life. You know, I don't want to be the only one who makes one of these. I mean, 10 years down the road, I want to see everyone building them.
He says he hopes people will even race Unyuks. But first, they need to find a place for this one. Alicia Drabeck is the executive director at the Aleutic Museum. She says they'll exhibit the boat outside the museum in mid-May and then look for a permanent space. She says she's proud to be able to showcase the boat.
For the first one to be built in over a century, it's amazing that it came together as quickly as it did. And they're living the culture. They're not doing this as part of a museum project. They're doing it out of their hearts.
Back in the old grocery store, one of the group members is putting a finishing touch on the boat, securing part of the frame with twine. Christensen and his team are excited to see their work on display later this month, and eventually they hope to test out an Unyak in the waves around Kodiak. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Kayla DeRoche.